In this episode, discover how to take your YouTube audience attention and turn that into action.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
What is up? What is up? It's an interesting time right now to be living in America. My journalistic spider senses are tingling. And months ago, maybe 6-8 months ago on this podcast, I felt a little strange, maybe a little conspiratorial when I tipped you off that we were entering a modern civil war. And I knew my investigative reporter senses were tingling like crazy. And now it seems like everybody is talking about what is a foregone conclusion going on in DC. Just be safe. Make sure that you're being thoughtful. Diversity is super valuable, and it's not just skin color. Diversity of thought is also valuable, and I always love when people challenge me and my preconceived notions. That's how we learn and grow. Hold that as your guiding principle. Be open to having discussions. Once we stop having discussions, we result to violence, and we're better than that. Speaking of being better than that, tab browsers. I've got an action item for you in this episode, and I'm going to conduct a little study with the audience, but that means, Lord knows, I need your help. This is the price of admission, right, for listening to this episode. And I know that's cold, but here's the deal. I have a theory, and I want to prove it out. And you're going to help me find out if I am spot on or insane, aight? And I can't tell you my theory and what it is, or I'd be tampering with the results. Got it? But I'll write down my theory right here on this post-it note, right? I've got a pen right here in my hands, and I've got a large envelope. And I'm going to take a photo that I've sealed it, and I'm going to hide it in the office here, and other people will know where it is. So if I'm wrong, if I'm off track, well, they can heckle me too, all right? And you can go to the episode page, 163, wirebuzz.com/163 to see the photo of the sealed envelope. Regardless if I'm wrong or I'm right, I'm going to be 100% transparent, right? That makes it fun. So here's what I need from you. This is your price of admission. Do not pass go if you don't help execute and provide this to me, all right? I need you to take a screenshot of the top of your browser with the tabs across it of each browser tab that you have open right now, just across the top. I don't need to see what the sites are that you're going to. I'm not even going to look. And the other thing I need you to do, and don't cheat, right? I need you to be super ethical, or my entire study is going to be based on lies. You hear me? And they're going to be based on your lies. So right now, I want you to take a screenshot of your browser tabs and send it to me on LinkedIn or Twitter, and then count up the number of open tabs you have across the top of your browser and tweet me that number and the verifiable screenshot, because my office, we will count to make sure your numbers are on, because we need to be spot on, all right? And if you have more than one browser open, like maybe you've got Safari, or you've got multiple Safari browsers and multiple tabs, or Safari and Chrome you're rocking, and you do the same, then screenshot those and send those to me. Count them up, send it my way, and I will tell you the results in a soon coming episode. Oh, I got a bunch of emails that came in from all of you in the audience, and that's been really cool. I've got a couple to highlight in this episode. Angeline Chu Longshore, good friend of the podcast, founder and enabler of Authentic Awesome Brands at Chew On This Media, which deals with branded video and visibility marketing and brand development from Hawaii. And she's actually stopped into this office, spent some time with our team, and we've been able to develop a nice relationship with her. She writes, "Hi, Todd. I wanted to tell you about a couple of exciting newly released products I found out about at VidCon. Adobe just announced at VidCon its mobile to computer editor called Project Rush, and it gives the mobile phone video creators, including video thought leaders like you, meaning me, and thank you for that, the ability to edit and share on-the-go features that you would expect from Adobe Premiere Pro. Effects templates give you preset efforts and effects that would take hours to create in Adobe After Effects, and it's cloud connected, so everything you capture with the app syncs to your computer editing ability. Super cool. I take a lot of my thought leadership videos right out of my iPhone X. Love it. It goes on to say the cost is embargoed, but it would be a crazy low monthly subscription, significantly lower than the Premiere Pro, which is just under $20. And I've been keeping a good eye on this. It's really an interesting development. And I think there are a lot of video creators that film on their mobile phone on the go and push out content. Now, I typically take it from my phone, bounce it into my computer, edit it on my laptop, and then push it up. There's no right way to do it, no wrong way to do it. The best answer is do what works for you. And I am going to toy around with Adobe's new product, Project Rush. We are in Adobe House here at Wirebuzz, and that's super exciting. She goes on to say Rode mics finally are coming out with lightning port, shotgun mic, and a shock mount. She's been waiting on this for someone to do this for some time. I love this because, well, I film with a Shure lightning port mic and plug it right into my phone, and the Shure mic is awesome. Pro tip, if you are going to be using one of those mics inside of your phone or connected to your phone, for best results, put your phone on airplane mode, and that'll keep the mic from picking up the frequency of the Bluetooth and also cellular connectivity and Wi-Fi, which will get picked up on the mic and tamper with your audio sound. Just flip it on to airplane mode and you'll be good. Angeline, thank you so much. It's always great to hear from you, and I'm glad that VidCon was valuable for you. Huge news for IG and the further transparency that longer videos are valuable for maximizing time on site and user engagement. Now, Instagram is just following a very common trend. The trend on platforms has been to enable longer and longer videos. Why? Well, we've been talking about this forever. While most people and my mom preach the good gospel about shorter videos being better, Marcus Creek and I on this podcast, going back to the very beginning, have been telling you that everything we've ever done when we do A/B testing on conversions, the longer videos convert better. Longer videos sell. You have a better opportunity educating, convincing, and converting with a longer video. And every time we test for clients and they say, oh, no, guys, that really isn't going to be necessary. We really just need a short 30-second video and all is well. Well, every time we have done that, we've also said to them, you know, it's important you know that the longer videos convert better. In fact, we'll just create a longer one also because we're going to want to test these for you, because at the end of the day, you don't care about being right now. You just care about being right with your customers. And the only way that can happen is if we create a longer version from the beginning and start planning it with your shorter version. Now, in case you missed it last week, IG, also known as Instagram, announced IGTV, an update that allows creators to post fully edited videos to a separate section on the app where people can browse videos. Now, those videos can be up to 10 minutes in length, including a title description and a video image thumbnail. Boom. Big trend. Oh, them times they are a-changing, right? Twitter started off with these little stupid videos that were too short and eventually moved to longer videos. And you see this reoccurring trend, and I want you to know the reason is the answer's in the analytics. I look in the analytics, and I've seen it, and I've discovered. And they also, if you remember, some episodes ago, I told you that Twitter's business and their sales has been skyrocketing because of video ads. And you have to have an environment where people are looking at videos, enjoying videos, so you can make money on videos. And now Twitter makes a majority of its ad revenue off of video ads, right? IGTV just following in a very similar path that Facebook and Twitter have been trailblazing for a short amount of time, and they're just following. Oh, this is interesting. What did Ariana Grande and the Los Angeles Lakers do today that would be relevant to you? Both had complex messages to share. That's right. Both needed to strike an emotional tone and to get their messages across to their target audience. So they did something that probably you and I would be recommending. They created videos to communicate more effectively, more compelling, more emotionally. On Monday, Grande, and this comes right out of Mashable, Ariana Grande celebrated her birthday, her 25th, with a nostalgic gift to her fans, a home video from 1996 of baby Ariana Grande celebrating her birthday. She could take you there to that moment a lot faster, more efficiently, by using video than if she just wrote a little thing or maybe put up an image. And the Lakers, well, if you want faster sales results, even the Los Angeles Lakers use the power of video to convince and convert. Check this. The NBA free agency frenzy, and this comes right out of Express.UK and Sports Illustrated. The NBA free agency frenzy starts on July 1st, and teams are gearing up to pitch several high-profile free agents. One of those free agents is Oklahoma City Thunder free agent forward Paul George, who opted out of his $20.7 million contract today as I walked into the studio. Now, the Lakers are among those teams thought to be vying for George's services. LeBron James, NBA free agency is coming up, and all these players, is a big influx going on, right? And so the Los Angeles Lakers recruiting pitch was leaked to Sports Illustrated, and they were looking for a voiceover. The Lakers were planning on using video to tell a really powerful story, and the person recruited for the voiceover was told that the voiceover should be less Morgan Freeman and more Denzel Washington or Jamie Foxx, right? You figure that out on your own. But the pitch entitled, and this is the script pitch, Two Dreams, makes a hint of what their script lays out and what the Lakers' positioning is. And the script reads, when you were a kid in your room, dreaming from Palmdale, we were dreaming too. While you dreamt, we built for your arrival. And while we dreamt, you built too, becoming one of the world's greatest. Life's most powerful dreams are the ones we realize ourselves, the ones that turn us into legends. That kid from Palmdale always knew it. Now the world will too. Now that's the script, right? That the Lakers were, that got leaked out to the media. But let's dissect that script from a video marketing perspective. Let's have a quick little conversation with Tim Allwell, one of our members of the strategy team, a rock star script writer at Wirebuzz. Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, dude, what do you think about that? When you saw the Lakers script, what are the techniques that they're using? And what went through your mind as a strategist and script writer?
You know, what I really liked about that script, as you started to read it, I almost closed my eyes a little bit, and I was able to really paint the picture in my head. I visualized, you know, Paul George growing up as a kid, practicing hoops, living in whatever city he was living in at the time. Palmdale, I think, is what it was. And it created that emotion, right? And when you have emotion, especially embedded into your script, that's really the catalyst. And you've said this before in your previous episodes, emotion is the catalyst to taking action. And what action do the Lakers want Paul George to make? Well, they want him to come play on his team. So really having a collaborative story about how they're both on the same side, they're on the same team, working for the same goal. I really felt the emotion in my chest when you were reading that script.
Isn't it cool to see a video that's meant for one, right? That's the audience. The rest of us, if this wasn't leaked to Sports Illustrated, if we didn't get our hands on that script, the world would have never known that the Lakers' secret weapon is the same secret weapon that was used against Kim Jong-un just a couple of weeks ago, the power of video, right? And when they wrote that script, they're also playing to ego, aren't they?
Absolutely agree. They are speaking to Paul George, and they're amplifying up his worth, and they're saying, hey, you're the best, you're going to become a legend, you already are a legend, and obviously that's going to make anyone feel good about themselves.
And we've been doing this together. How cool, right? Now, I think it's really interesting that businesses are quickly gravitating towards the power of video. I think it was interesting that the Lakers were looking for somebody who sounded less Morgan Freeman and more Jamie Foxx, as they said. And so we do the same thing, right? Like when we're submitting a script to be read by a voiceover artist, we also have that persona in mind, right?
Absolutely. The tonality, the voice. When you're writing scripts, you're always thinking about who's on the other side of that script. Who is my target audience, my target persona, and what kind of person are they going to resonate with? And you want to speak in that kind of language with that kind of tonality. So absolutely, when we're writing scripts, we're always thinking, who's the person who's going to be the voice of the script? What are they like? And we're trying to embed ourselves into that character.
And let me flesh this out just a tad bit. It feels like we're always trying to quickly align, right? Fast, rapid alignment with your target audience is the way to do it. So I was just curious, like when you're writing, are you thinking of that target audience and making that voiceover artist align with them?
Yes, I am. When I'm writing the script, I'm thinking about who do I need to be to get this message to really have an impact? I'm thinking about pitch. I'm thinking about cadence. I'm thinking about, because when you're writing, one of the trickiest things is stepping into that person, right? So having a crystal clear picture of who that person is, just like the Lakers had with their script with Paul George, it was a crystal clear picture. They knew the kind of language they wanted to use, the scenery they wanted to paint. I'm taking all those things into consideration as well when I'm writing my script as far as who's going to be the voice of this script. So I'm trying to do my best to step into that character as best as I can.
Tim Allwell, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, man. Thank you. Speaking of Morgan Freeman, years ago I was just starting to make my transition from one-man band to running a team of 6 to 8 employees here at Wirebuzz. A client asked us to develop a strategy on how they would target physicians around the U.S. and make them aware of their new cutting-edge test. So we strategized over it. I know Marcus Krieg was involved back then, and we came up with an idea that we were going to create a map of the United States with red pins, like we're all familiar with seeing, dropped in every city where another practicing physician was using the test, and it would hover. If you would hover over the map with your mouse over one of those red pins, a testimonial video featuring a rock star doctor raving about the value of that test would pop up and start playing. And in order to execute, in order to make this happen, I flew to every city on that map with another shooter. Yes, I used to shoot. If you don't know, that's how I earned my street cred. That's how I won a Golden Telly Award. That's how I shot over 10,000 videos by myself before I finally hired another shooter. And we went to Birmingham, Alabama to film a key opinion leader physician that was using that new test. And while waiting for our airplane, it was really easy for me to hear that the voice at the Birmingham International Airport that would tell you when the next flight was coming and all those good details, well, that voice sounded all too familiar to me. Let me give you a listen of that voice.
Interest of air safety and your own personal safety, please do not leave luggage unattended. Also, please report any unattended bags or suspicious behavior. to your nearest TSA or law enforcement officer. Thank you.
That was Morgan Freeman joining us on the podcast. And so I did some research. Sure enough, that is Morgan Freeman in the Birmingham airport doing a VO. Pretty damn cool. Well, the UK's Daily Mail reported that at any given time, people regularly return to a maximum of 25 places, researchers have found. First of its kind study found that we are creatures of habit, and researchers behind it say it reveals an entirely new aspect of human behavior. The study, titled Evidence for a Conserved Quantity in the Human Mobility, blah, 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 published in the Nature Human Behavior, is based on analysis of 40,000 people's mobile traces collected in four different data sets. Now, researchers first analyzed students to make a surprising discovery. Quote, we find that in our analysis, the traces of about 1,000 university students in the data set showed that students returned to a limited number of places, even though the places were changing over time. The researcher told the Mail, I expected to see difference in behaviors for students and a wide selection of the population, but that was not the case. The result was the same when we scaled up our research and to 40,000 people in different habits, genders, all over the world, all over El Mundo. And it was not expected in advance, and it came as a surprise, and the study showed that people are consistently exploring new places. They move to new homes, they find new restaurants, they find a new bar, or they start going to another gym. However, the number of regularly visited places is consistently 25 places for any given period. And the study has connections with the findings of anthropologists who demonstrate that there's a limit of how many friends we have. You know, the work from this researcher and colleagues show that those who have a tendency to visit many places are also likely to have many friends. And the correlation between social behavior and the number of locations has not been made this clearly before this research, right? All right. What I find interesting is what your business takeaway is. So what is that business takeaway? And with me, you should always be thinking about that. We crave consistency. And as marketers, we miss the opportunity to provide consistency in our own marketing. And when we don't get a consistent experience as a user, as a visitor to a website, or somebody that flows through a campaign, we feel a disconnect. So when you're creating content of all kinds, have the same people who are writing and creating the video, do that also be the same people that write the page copy. Not only does the strategy need to be unified across all the content on the page, but it also needs to feel like they're married and woven together. We crave consistency. And if you're trying to create a website or a blog or a video blog, then you should know that consistency is most important. Look, as a listener of this podcast, don't you kind of get a little irritated with me when I travel a little too much or I get burned out and I don't do a podcast episode and don't release one for a week? I mean, I've consistently demonstrated that I want to do two every week for you. Think about that in your own marketing. People crave consistency. Now, can we talk about dating for a moment? I'm dating my wife. We've been together for 18 years, and I read one of our friends, Phoenix's premier real estate agent and dating guru, Alyssa Wick's Facebook post about being single, and she mentioned some really interesting terms. She wrote, dating is totally confusing these days. We have people making up and breaking up over texts. The world of catfishing, using fake pictures to disguise who they are to online relationships without ever meeting people, right? And we also have a constant flow of new terminology such as ghost, submarines, and zombies. And when you're dating someone who suddenly exits the scene, you've been ghosted. When the ghost decides to pop back into your life without any explanation and with a, hey, what's up text, you're dealing with a submarine, which is not to be confused with zombieing, when someone you're dating fades away only to return from the dead to resurrect your relationship with a text, quote, I miss you. She goes on to say, single folks, you gotta love it. So what is your business takeaway? Think about it. Take your time. I want you to get it right. What's your business takeaway? Bah, there isn't one. Just an interesting story. What? What? You didn't expect that from me? Must stay on your toes around me, all right? Snap is reporting about a launch of its own gaming platform. You know what that means? If it becomes popular, Instagram will steal the concept. It started when the gram stole stories from Snapchat and then popularized them on Instagram and Facebook to its users. Now, speaking of stealing things, if you like this story, you can swipe to the right. And if you don't, just swipe to the left. All right? Thank you. In each episode, I share with you stories about innovation and out-of-the-box thinking. Do you know why I make a habit of doing this? I'm trying to train something very specific in you. And it's one of the most valuable things I have. It is a habit that my dad instilled in me. You may recall episode 150, when my dad, Howard Hartley, was in the studio and we talked about it.
So you had a family business. I would sit in the back of your car as we're driving in traffic, and you sparked this entrepreneurial brain in me. And I still use these lessons, or my poor wife, I go through the Howard Hartley entrepreneurial, you know, time-burning things when you're sitting in cars, and we'll pull up to a place, and I'll go, and I'll just do what you did, and I'll go, look what they're building here. Looks like they're building a restaurant or something. Hey, what do you think? What kind of restaurant would work really well here? Recognizing there's a Mexican restaurant down the street and an Italian pizza place here, what would be good in this area? And then you and I could easily spend 5-10 minutes talking about all the options that could go in there that would be profitable, right? You remember that?
Yeah, I was teaching you the highest and best use of real estate.
Right.
Okay. And you were just very, very young at the time. And by the way, you also had an opportunity to sit in the front of the car.
Yeah, we did. Occasionally, you're right, Dad. Occasionally, I did get to sit in the front of the car. But the reason I bring this up is if you practice shooting with your camera every day, you know what happens? You get really, really good with your camera. If you practice looking for entrepreneurial opportunities, you keep getting better at recognizing your next million-dollar idea. I got two other million-dollar ideas. Sorry. I got $4 million ideas in my head. Actually, the number now that I'm thinking about is probably closer to five. Five ideas. And I need to get this company on autopilot, man. I've got other empires to build, and so do you. So if you want to get where you're going faster, practice like it is game day. Turn that brain on. Start looking for business opportunities, problems that need to be solved, products or services that are going to make people's lives better, right? And stop judging every idea that pops into your head. Just let it out. Free flow, write it down. Buddy up with somebody that you trust, that you can bounce ideas off of, somebody who inspires you instead of somebody who keeps you locked up in a little box that they put themselves in. Also, I want you to think expansively, think altruistically, and align yourself with the perfect intentions, and you know what's going to happen for you. I'll give you a hint, and it's not luck. It's success. And success only comes from being proactive. Got it? So start actively training your brain. Turn the light on in the attic, Shel Silverstein, and start looking past where that sidewalk ends. And when you achieve your wildest goals, I can already see it. You're going to look back. You're going to look up in the air, and you're going to say, thank you, God. It's me, Margaret. And all of that starts all of it starts when you make a habit of thinking out of the box. And so I will do that with you in each and every episode. Let's start developing that muscle. Now, I have been on the leading edge for a long time. I've been telling you where the road is going, right? And for a long time on this podcast, I've been telling you that I was from the future. And since 2003, I've been telling clients that video is going to be one of the most dominant business tools the world has ever seen. And I've just always seen developing trends earlier. Have since 1998 when I got started in digital marketing before it even had a name. And when my first project, my first web site that I built, got 36 million visitors on zero advertising and marketing dollars. And I've just been sharing with you that I'm just a little bit ahead, right? And I've got two basic concepts that I've been sharing over these many podcast episodes. Video is really about a return on investment. This isn't about winning an Academy Awards. There are plenty of horrible filmmakers that are obsessed about how many people are going to kiss their feet after they win that little golden statue. I'm different. I know when businesses approach me to help their business, they aren't really asking me to win an Academy Award. That's not what they get excited about. Businesses need ROI, right? They need a return on investment. And in my mind, you aren't an invaluable asset to your clients until you help them sell faster. Now, there's a reason why my company, Wirebuzz, has never lost a client. Where would they possibly go, right? If you go to the top of my website, the headline says video marketing that drives ROI. And then underneath it, it says, discover how Wirebuzz can improve your sales and marketing results using the power of video. You know why it says that? Because much like the conversation that I had with Tim Allwell earlier on in this episode, I'm aligning with my target customers from the moment they arrive on my website. What do you think they're looking for? You think they're looking for somebody that wants to win an Academy Award or someone that wants to help their client's business win? What do you think's more valuable to them? And then I saw LinkedIn updating their video ad section on their website. And you know what they wrote? They wrote, well, let me read it to you, Morgan Friedman style. Measure the ROI of your LinkedIn ads. Get real-time data on your video campaigns, the performance, and the demographics from the world's largest professional network. Right off the bat, measure the ROI with your LinkedIn ads. Why? Because they already know. That's what people are looking for. And I also have been talking with you about attention to action, right? I'm from the future. To prove my point, 2017, 2018, I patented and got the copyrights and the trademarks for kale salad and avocado toast, and then got you all excited about it, right? Marketed it all over the world. Okay, that really didn't happen, but I could have. I would have seen it, and right now, if I could, I'd add to my portfolio of patents and trademarks cauliflower rice and cauliflower pizza crust, because I already know where it's going. That's how I do it. I'd roll out all those developing mega trends and I'd market them to you and your families and you would buy it. And it's kind of obvious. I've been sharing with you two basic concepts. Video marketing is really about a return on investment, and you have to command attention and turn that attention into revenue. Or as YouTube put it in their new report, turn attention into action. Let's spend some moments together. I'm going to break this down for you. In every marketing campaign, the word can take on a different meaning. But to every marketer and to every brand, results are usually what matters most. Sounds interesting. And in an expanding media landscape, providing results can feel overwhelming and complex, particularly when it comes to online video. So we, meaning YouTube, built this guide to help. While success is never one size fits all, these guidelines are backed by research and successful YouTube campaigns developed by brands like ours and geared towards delivering outcomes. Whether you're looking to drive awareness, consideration, conversions, or full funnel success, consider this a resource for achieving the results that matter to your plan, right? And it goes on to say, adapt your plan for the attention economy. Dong, dong, dong. What have I been telling you? I'm from the future. Couldn't we have all seen this coming? I've been talking about the attention economy for a couple of years right here on this very podcast. I've been speaking around El Mundo on the concept of the attention economy. YouTube goes on to say, in a world where people can watch what they want on any device, wherever they can squeeze it in, capture attention. That's the hard thing to do. So turning that attention into business impact must be even harder, right? But succeeding in the new attention economy will require that you adapt your plans. And this guide that they just published will show you how. As a starting point, here are three things that we know to be true in today's media landscape. Not all screen time is equal. Today, based on Nielsen data, more than half of 18 to 49-year-olds in the U.S. are either light TV viewers or do not subscribe to TV at all, but over 90% of them watch YouTube. And when it comes to video viewing, research supports what we intuitively know to be true when people are in a lean-forward viewing mode. They are 1.5 times more likely to pay attention than when they're in a leaning back mode. And they're 1.8 times more likely to lean forward when watching online video compared to television. Second insight, YouTube viewers aren't just passively watching, they're actively engaged. Despite the buzz around the shrinking attention spans, people can and do still pay attention. Don, don, don. Wow, big breaking news, YouTube. In fact, a new analyst of consumer behavior found that 81% of video viewing sessions capture people's attention. On YouTube, viewing sessions aren't passive. Viewers are actively engaged with a creator or something they want to learn, something they want to discover, or possibly even share. These lean forward moments are opportunities for your brand. According to a research source that I don't even know how to pronounce, so I'm just going to scoot right past it, people are 3 times more likely to pay attention to online video ads versus television ads. Think about that. People are 3 times more likely to pay attention to online video ads than TV ads. To capture people's attention, you have to be relevant. Hey, who does that sound like? I've been telling you about the power of hyper-relevancy. The more relevant your information is, the greater the attention span, the higher the conversion is going to be. And YouTube then says, in my response, for today's consumer, the meaning of relevance has changed. It's no longer enough to simply know your audience. To break through, you need to know what people are looking for and in what context. Research finds that relevant video ads get 3 times the attention of your average video ad. So understanding your audience's intent, being able to respond to that intent, is becoming table stakes. The right message, creative, ad format are key to capturing your prospect's attention. Boom, let's stop right there. TV timeout. If you've got different personas, and you know I've been teaching you about personas because I understand relevance, and I want you to always get the best results. So if you've got different personas, you should be creating different journeys, and I've been teaching you about customer journeys because I want to make sure that when your sales team sends content to a target prospect, that they're sending them on a journey that is hyper-relevant to them. relevant video ads get 3 times the attention of the average video ad. So that means if you're targeting, let's say, for the sake of discussion, it's easy for me to do this, a breast surgeon, a medical oncologist, and a patient advocate. Those are people that all have different interests, which means the page that you send them to can't be a one-size-fits-all page. It has to be written for the sensibilities of the breast surgeon or the research that's needed to pique the interest and relevance of the medical oncologist. Or if you're trying to target a patient advocate, the language on there has to be less medical, more conversational. And so all of the content on that page has to be geared towards that audience member. That's specifically why I brought Tim Allwell in earlier in this episode. I wanted you to understand that when you're creating customer journeys, if you've got more than one persona, create multiple persona customer journeys. And then like Peyton Manning, when he lines up at the line of scrimmage and he looks over at the defense and he yells out, "Omaha, Omaha." I want you to make sure that you change the journey for who you're talking with because your hyper relevance will get you better results. Now, YouTube goes on to talk about building awareness and ad recall. You know what I want to do? I want to pump the brakes right here. I want to stop right here. I want to tease this. Coming up in the next episode, I'm going to give you a further breakdown on this YouTube report that they put out, turning attention into action. It is just valuable enough. Let's stop right here, everybody. Digest what you just learned. Make sure you go back and listen to it because all of this information is designed for one purpose: to make you a video marketing master. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, if I made you a better leader in your business, if you learned a simple trick on how to start discovering entrepreneurial opportunities, if I showed you what's happening in video on Instagram and that could help your business, because Lord knows, as I've taught you in the past, when a new platform or an existing platform rolls out a new bell or whistle, that screams opportunity to a hungry marketer. I told you how I built a huge following in breast cancer awareness, how I reached out to the people at Google and Google started doing my marketing for me. Instagram just launched for longer videos. That should be a ding, ding bell in your brain to say, that's an opportunity for me to do something great on Instagram. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, well, don't be a hoarder, man. Think expansively. Share it with people you root for, people in your office, and help me spread the word. And those of you that are learning and are emailing me, please know that I have probably written 5 to 10 episodes right here on this one. And I've got your questions that you've submitted. I know a lot of you are asking very intricate questions. They're going to fall in line as I go through this YouTube guide from turning attention into action. It is more than one episode. Stay tuned to episode 164 where I break this down. And if you want to get access to this, just go to wirebuzz.com/163 where I'm going to put this YouTube download and you'll get access to it on how to turn attention into action. And if you want to make sure that each and every episode is on autopilot, dropped right into your mobile device, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is where you go. Hit that subscribe button and hit it hard. And then leave a really honest rating and review. And if you want to learn my secrets to guaranteeing that your content generates return on investment, and Lord knows, a return on investment for each and every one of your clients is significantly more valuable than a golden trophy. If you want to learn my secrets, I created a 5-part web-based mini course. It is free to the listeners of this podcast. You can access it at wirebuzz.com/ROI, like return on investment. And I will continue to do my part, live up to my commitment, give you the latest information, as it happens all over the world, and bring that information directly to you so you can become a better video marketing master.